have one new voice message. First voice message.
Hey! I know you're at work right now and probably won't hear this until you're in the car and headed home, but I wanted to tell you not to pick up any dinner, because I'm making some right now. And before you assume the worst, yes, I did actually follow a recipe this time. I learned my lesson after last time. Even though it wasn't actually that bad. I mean, depending on who you ask. The crows that hang out on the trash can seem to like it at least. And you know what? That counts in my books. But seriously, I actually did find a recipe to try out, and it smells good. Like, really good. I think you'll really like it. It's got a lot of the stuff that you usually like. I've honestly been trying it as I go, which I get to do since I'm the one making it, so shut up. And it tastes great so far. I almost want to say it tastes like what you got at that restaurant we went to last week. But that's probably putting too much faith in my own skill. I mean, even as talented and skilled and wonderful as I am, even I have to admit that my cooking skills, well, they've needed some work. That's absolutely an understatement, I know. But give me some credit, okay? I've been getting better. For the most part. Anyway, that's not the reason why I called you. Well, not the only reason. I also wanted to let you know that I found the hoodie that you thought you lost. It got caught between the far side of my bed and the wall. I'm willing to bet it fell over there when we were having our favorite childhood cartoons marathon a few weeks ago. Speaking of which, we never actually got around to finishing the last season of Teen Titans, which is heartbreaking, since it was the last show on our list and my favorite cartoon of all time. So, I'm thinking, when you come home tonight, we should just hang out and watch the rest of it. The last season is so good, and we can eat dinner on the couch when we watch it. I even got us some dessert from the bakery down the street for after. It'll be the perfect date night. I mean, I didn't mean date night. I meant movie date. I meant movie night. I mean to say there was a movie night. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. That's so awkward. I was just thinking of like how it totally sounds like a date, you know? You get home from work and I've made you dinner and then we eat together and while watching a movie and maybe even cuddling a little bit. Not that I think about that a lot. Or at all. I don't think about having date nights with you at all. Definitely not. No. Not at all. But, I mean, would it really be so weird if I did? You and I are pretty good friends, and friends can sometimes do coupley things just for fun. I mean, we do coupley things sometimes. And I like doing coupley things with you. I honestly wish that we could do them more often, as if we were actually a couple. I think that would be a lot of fun. And I think it would be really cool if we were a couple, and I got to do couple things with you. I'd really love to date you. Whoa, God, I didn't mean that. Well, I did, but I didn't mean to tell you that. It's just that, well, I think it would be nice to date you. I think you're really cute and funny and thoughtful and you're exactly my type. So dating you would be like a dream come true. I've had a thing for you ever since the first time I saw you. And every day we've lived together, I just kept wanting to be with you more. Can you blame me? You're a total catch. Except that's, you don't need to know that. Just ignore what I said, okay? Just forget everything. Please? Oh, except what I said about you being a total catch. You really are, and you deserve to hear it. Even if this is the weirdest way to tell you that. but you really should know that you're the kind of person that I could only hope to be with. I mean, that anyone could hope to be with.
Oh, God.
There's no way I can fix this, is there? There's absolutely no way to salvage this. I should have just hung up after I embarrassed myself the first time, huh? Now I've really made a fool of myself. I think that I've said more than enough. I really should shut up now. So, see you when you get here, I guess.
Oh God, this is so embarrassing. I can't believe I just said all that.
Yeah, I'm gonna hang up now. I'll see you when you get home. Yeah. Bye.
Fuck. That was not how I was hoping to say any of that. Oh God, please, please don't hate me. I don't know what I'd do if you did.